Going live. Do, do, do. Hey, we're live. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I am Greg Master. Technically, it says it's 6:02. We can do. Been up. Cats over there. Give me water. It's the only disturbing thing in the morning, which is nice. Kids are still sleeping. I want to get this show on the road and moving along. And I know it is Thursday, two more days in the week. And for the people offshore and overseas and everything, you only got one more day. Good for you. Lucky you. Again, this week for me, well, let's talk about the show. We'll talk about Agile and Scrum in a tactical and practical way so you can bring value to your customer, get home at a decent time, don't stress out, and have a little fun along the way. We try to have fun and do some stuff as we go, learn, experiment, do little small little experiments you could do with your family, like that one fortune cookie said, spending a little bit of time with the family could be lots of fun, right? Because they know that it takes a lot of work, but you should always reserve a little bit of time with the family and have some fun. So just keep it short today, just because it's PI planning week and I'm having a load of fun. As I talked about yesterday, one of the things I did for my group, talked about those, I call them product increment or program increment, depending on how you want to call it, or you want to call it release killers, the giant epics, the giant stories, the giant features. So it was interesting after the first day of PI planning yesterday, what I did is I went for the whole organization, which is, you know, thousands and thousands of stuff we do, and just pulled all the features and identified which features didn't have any sizing associated with them yet, which because they're at risk. And I identified all the features that were above, like in our case, 70 points, large ones. There was one that was like 225 points. I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, I pulled that down just to share with the teams and RTEs and the PMO's office and to say, you know, these are at risk. These are what I call PI killers because it doesn't allow you any flexibility to adjust or plan or get new stuff in because they're giant things that can't be moved. Like someone said something adjust and I said, it's like an aircraft carrier. You can't like just move an aircraft carrier. It doesn't do that. You need to know way in advance what you want to do with that aircraft carrier before you start doing it. That's why I love when those small ships go sailing in front of aircraft carriers. Like, did you think it's going to move or stop on a dime? It ain't. So anyway, just a busy week. So I wanted to talk about meetings, and I had a great debate yesterday. One of my connections we're talking about. I had mentioned our thing in here yesterday in the Fixing Your Scrum, and I was talking about the sprints and the sprint zero, right? I'm going to see what page did I put out. I don't know. She was talking about one. Anyway, and it was about meetings, right, and different kinds of sprints. Keep sprints. Anyway, in fact, it was yesterday. What do I got here? Page 109. So in there, so I'm going to talk about this book today. I got more to go. I'm only halfway through the book, too. It's not bad. And I don't know why, but apparently, I always get to the point that's in the coaching corner for stuff, sprints, thinking sprints. And page 1A, we need special sprints. And I brought up sprint zero. What they're saying in the book is that you really shouldn't have special sprints. And the reason why I'm bringing it up the way I say it, I agree. There's no special sprints. The only thing I do is I take the setup time that when a team gets together and turn it into a sprint format for practice. My only fear is when we write stuff like this, which is good stuff, is that these people take everything. Yes, I was about to say, hey, Krishna, that people take this stuff for gospel or, you know, word, no sprint zero. You say no sprint zero? Ah, I agree. There's no sprint zero. However, I like I call it a sprinter because they're just getting set up, and I want them to get as fast as possible ready to code and make productive. If I have an expectation, me, which is a bad thing as a coach or a scrum master or any management or any team, is they're going to have value and they're going to really produce some massive code to go deploy to the customer in the first 2 weeks. I think you're putting a lot of pressure on your team, and I think you're going to set yourself up for failure. I'd rather have them get everything to gear, feel comfortable, learn about the system, learn about Scrum, how we work in that first 2 weeks. But I want them to be in the 2 weeks. By the end of the 2 weeks, I want them to start touching the code and start getting in there and getting their hands dirty if they're not doing it in the first 2 weeks. I always love taking the people that know more about the code and what it is and have them do some knowledge transfer with the people by doing it, not by talking it, not spending a whole week in class, because shoot myself in the brain and spend a whole week talking about Scrum and Agile and never touch the code. I'd rather have them in the code, setting up, doing some drops, maybe do some pair programming just to get or watch somebody else program so that they're actually doing stories or doing some tasks alongside with people. But that's what I mean with Sprint Zero. What I put the expectation, because I'm watching in this one PI group, they got a lot of work to do. And they're going to hire some people. So the PI is what, 3 months, right? Six sprints. Right? Yeah, six sprints. 3 months. So I'm like, how productive are they going to, even if sprint zero, there should be some sprint outcome. Well, of course, they're all going to be programming in the next sprint and cutting code. I agree. And that's Krishna. He's commenting. Should be some sprint outcome. If I type wrong, I apologize now because there we go. There's a little thing on the thing. Hey, Bubbles. Cat's over here. Stop, Bubbles. I agree. There should be outcome, Krishna. Or sprint outcome. Everybody should be ready to go. Right? They should be coding and no excuses. I don't have access. I've so many times I've seen people for a month. They didn't tell anybody, and it was a leader. But I don't have access to the system. I'm like, how do you not have access to the system? My goal is within 2 weeks, everybody has access. Everybody has access to all the software, and they can pound it out, right? If I'm doing a terrible job as a Scrum Master, if even one person doesn't have access within 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm on the pounding on the managers. You know how much money you're spending on this person that they don't have access to the system in like a day or two? I mean, those are the kind of things you sprint your goal. Everyone on the team has access to every piece of software, everything they need to use to do the job. Right? No excuses. It should be done a couple days. And if I have a system that sets them up a help desk, I'm on the help desk call every day. Do you know how much money we're spending waiting for you to get these people access to the system? You can use a round number of $100 an hour. So 8 hours is $800. So every day for every person that doesn't have access to the system is $800. So if you have a team of, let's say, I'm going to just pick a number 10. I know it's bigger than nine, but math is easy. So that's 10 times 800. That's $8,000 a week per. Well, no, every day. What am I saying? So $100 an hour times 8 hours is $800 times 10 people is $8,000 a day. So if you don't get your team up on Sprint Zero, this is why I make Sprint Zero. I don't have excuses for shit. Excuse my French, but I go hunt people down. It's $8,000 a day times 10 days. Times 10 days. That's a sprint, right? Five and five. 10 days. So, right? Let's make sure we do the math, right? $100 an hour times eight people. It's $800, right? It's one day. Yeah, $100 an hour. Oh shoot. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So my math is, that's gotta give me credit. It's gonna be good. It's like 6 a.m. in the morning. I've been up since like 5. So we got. How am I doing math? I should do a little thing. Bah! Where's my thing? Eraser. Let's think of this sprint zero. I've done this before. I'm gonna do it again. This is why I say sprint zero is so important. Your focus is to get everybody working. So I have a team of 8 people. A good number is $100 an hour. The reason why I say that, if you hire a bunch of contractors and stuff, they add all their margin. So $100 an hour cost to your company, no matter what you do, is probably not a bad number. Some people will say it's not. I'm saying no, it is, because they always charge triple whatever the rate is. So that is $800 for 1 hour. Right? Or let's do it this way. Let's do it simple. 8 people, $100 an hour. So one person times 8 hours times 100 equals $800 a day. And let's not do 8 people. Let's do 10 people. 10 people. Let's do the math easy. So let's say we have 10 people. So we have $800 a day per day times 10 people equals $800, $8,000, $8,000 per day per team. And this is sprint zero. And you can say you don't want to do sprint zero, but I'm saying my sprint zero is my team is be fully deployed and fully capable within 2 weeks. Don't wait around. I don't waste company money and I don't do that. So that's $8,000 per day per team times 10 days, entire length of sprint. This is why you should be producing value before the end of the first sprint. Maybe that's why you have a sprint zero, but I don't want this to hit anything else. Times 10 days times $8,000 per day. That's $80,000 per sprint. Right? So when I hear these teams that don't have access, don't have their system, don't be ready, I use that first sprint to make sure everybody's geared up, because every day you're not producing value, to your point, Krishna, it's $80,000 a sprint for a 10-person team. It's a lot of money. It's like when I hear there's people taking, some people say they take a month or don't have their laptops and don't have this when I do that. I go, do you know how much money we're losing because these people aren't producing value? So on the first sprint zero, ooh, I talked a long time. On the topic I wasn't even going to talk about. But anyway, so we'll cut that. It gives you an idea, simple math. I explain it to people when they don't have access. I go, I'm losing $8,000 a day. That gets their attention. If you're a small business, you can't afford $8,000 a day. Maybe a big corporate, you can afford to blow it out. I don't think so. So I want to get to what I really wanted to talk about, because I think it's good, because this is when we do the transformation. And it's always in the end of the book, right? Page 116. And I thought this was really ingenious. And I just wanted to share this to you, but I have, again, my adaptation. It's in the coaching corner of this book, Fixing Your Scrum. And they were talking about sprint members knows activities that aren't Scrum events. And as these account, the team may write down sticky notes, place them in a common area. So what they're trying to do is saying when they do this transformation, there's a lot of leftover waterfall type meetings that are left over in the in the activity. And they came up with a great idea is apply Moscow to these meetings. And I got a little bit of different twist to it, because I always do something a little bit different. But I love the concept of applying Moscow to the meetings. Now they call it must continue, should continue, could continue, wouldn't continue. And these are things absolutely need to continue for the org success of products threatened, things that should continue which affect the product negatively or positive, or things that could be keep doing that don't affect the product, and things that are a waste and shouldn't continue. But I love the idea. So what my thought is, when you're doing a transformation and you're trying to find time and they're trying to get over their old meetings to their new meetings, is apply Moscow. And mine was a little bit more simple. And I'm very blunt, right? Must. So this is a must have and must continue. Okay. Something that must continue. Maybe it's a financial thing, but the whole team may not need to be there. Should continue. Now, here's what I'm saying. Debate, let's see. So something that's a must continue should do, a should continue is like, I don't know. So you debate it, let's see. Maybe you track it, you look at, you do some retrospective on that. So anything that's labeled as should happen, it's more like, let's debate it, let's see if we can do it. And you mark these things, and then you have a debate with the crew, the organization, the teams, the people like that. Could eliminate, you know, could, I'm saying eliminate it. If you're telling me it could go away, then what's work to eliminate it, right? So could is more of a time phase elimination. We could. It's low enough in the totem pole that really doesn't add that much value. So what's plan to eliminate? You can't do things cold turkey all the time. And I'm over my 15 minutes, but it makes up for yesterday. And then would, right? Right. Must, should, could, would, right? So the last one, would eliminate. I use the word eliminate. See, my twist is different. If you're telling me you would eliminate, boom, right there. Eliminate the meeting, right? So this is why I love the Moscow. It's a great idea, but I got a different little take on it. Must continue it. And I like the idea of connecting it to the product and the probability of making a good product. Should debate. Let's see. Let's have a debate. Let's have a discussion on something that should we eliminate this meeting. Could, once you say it's could, work to eliminate it. May not happen today, but maybe in a sprint or two or three, that meeting goes away, right? Because we decide we eliminate it. We discovered we don't need that anymore. And then would, those I would eliminate right away. So that's the real topic I wanted to talk about, but we got caught up on Sprint Zero again. And I'll put that up. But I love the concept of Moscow. So it's really cool. You read the books. Of course, I find the part in the little coach's corner thing, which I love coach's corner because I do them all the time. But in the coach's corner, the very end of the chapter. So anyway, it is 6:20. We're at 18-minute mark in our show, which is longer than normal. But you know what? It's fun. I love it when I get comments. So we have to go talk about the comments and the thing. I want to wish you all a great day. It is Thursday. It is the end of the day on Thursday for those who are, like you said, you're almost done. I want to wish you the best. I have to find out what the heck my kid did with the bell. He stole the bell. Maybe he'd hide it from me. Anyway, I wish you all good luck. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your day and have a little fun, right? It's summertime. Come up with some smart things, some fun things for you and your teams to do. And have fun. All right. Take care. Bye. See you tomorrow. See you.